This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Fighting for America.
The USA Freedom Act makes clear the government cannot indiscriminately acquire Americans' call detail records.
This legislation still allows the government to collect everything they want against Americans.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is important that our veterans don't become another political football.
We've not just let them down, we've let them die. This is awful stuff. Somebody ought to be held accountable for it.
Fighting for you.
52.5% are not in favor of the bike lane.
The cyclists don't follow the law. They ride in an unsafe fashion. They don't pay their way.
Boise's bike lane pilot project will continue at least for another week and a half.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Only in America.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We're joined by our great friend, Nagmaid Abedini. Nagmaid, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
So how have you been?
Not very good. It's been difficult, but doing better. It's been a roller coaster, as always.
Well, you were on Fox News yesterday. You shared that with your Facebook friends and family members. Can you tell us what that was about, and can you give us the latest, ma'am?
Yes, well, Saeed, my husband, was in the hospital because of beatings earlier. He'd been in the hospital for 2 months in the Iranian, in a hospital in Iran, and he was recovering. He was feeling much better, and then a few days ago, just unexpectedly, guards came and took him and beat him, and they beat him, and then they used some kind of a thing to, like a taser of some kind, and to make him collapse, and they took him, and he's doing much worse now than he was even doing before he went to the hospital.
That must be, I can't even describe that, Nagmaid.
Yeah, I think it was even more devastating to hear that than when I first that he was taken. When he was first taken, we were very hopeful. There was a lot of things to do, to still be done, a lot of countries to reach out to. And it's been 2 years of constant travel and constant advocacy. And then to see we're almost at ground zero again, or, he's even doing worse, is really hard. It really required a lot of people really, I was really devastated, really blinded, not knowing what's next and what does this mean. And a lot of people have encouraged me, and, my faith has gotten me back up again. It was a blow that it was the hardest blow in the last 2 years. And, not being able to see what all these efforts, what does it mean? And where has all the efforts taken us? And, what is our government doing? What is anyone doing? And why is he still there and beaten?
Nagmaid Abedini with us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. I was going to ask for folks that may not be familiar with your plight, or that may not be familiar with the beginnings of this. I thought it would be a good time to go back and talk a little bit more about that. We'll do that in a minute, but can you take us inside the minds of the regime that hasn't? Because we in America, as we always think logically. But can you really understand? Can we understand the rationale for what they're doing to your husband?
I don't think we can, because we would. I think people here are shocked to know that someone choosing to have a different faith than the regime is a crime, and it's the worst crime. The Iranian government considers anything but their version of Shia Islam, anyone who believes differently, to be a criminal, and they consider that the worst crime, because in March they had promised to release over 900 prisoners, and they chose to release common criminals, rapists and drug dealers and murderers, versus they did not even release one political prisoner, including a religious minority. So for them, religious minorities are the biggest threat to their country than even, common criminals. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. And so they treat, and the other thing that makes it hard to understand the regime is their internal struggle with the moderates versus the radicals or the hardliners. And so Saeed's stuck in the middle. There's something about him being a convert that really does not sit well with the hardliners. And so he's been in the middle of this and has gone through beatings, and you're trying to use him as a lesson to say you can't change your religion, you can't convert. And so he's been stuck inside this, a very radical country, and a country that's also unstable with its political climate with the hardliners and the moderates. And so it's just hard to understand that someone who just has a different religion is going through so much.
Well, and here's the other thing that a lot of people don't understand, Nagmate at 580KIDO, is that he had their permission to be there. He was there under their protection, their sanction, if you will.
Exactly. You know, early on, a lot of people said, why did he go? He was, he had a heart for that country. He wanted to help the people. And the Iranian government encouraged him. It wasn't like he was going there secretly. He was going on his own. They said, come help us with human efforts. And we started an orphanage with their encouragement. There, they gave approvals. It's not like they were trying to stop us. We have the paperwork that to prove it, that they were just giving us approvals. They were helping us move forward with doing this orphanage. All of a sudden, he traveled more than 10 times since 2009 until he was arrested in 2012. And he left in June, which is almost 2 years now, in a few weeks, and he never came back. And they decided to take him. They changed their strategy. The intelligence police was handling religious minorities, and all of a sudden it changed to Revolutionary Guards handling religious minority cases, and they're the more radicals. And so they just started arresting all the religious minorities and shutting down churches, and he got stuck in the middle of that.
Nagmate Abedini with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. What have you been doing since we last spoke?
I think last time we spoke, I just returned from some trips in Europe where I've met with different government officials at the European Parliament and the Dutch Parliament. And so just talking to them, kind of advocating in terms of continuing to keep Iran accountable on human rights issues, and which a lot of governments are doing now, which I'm very thankful for. But since we last spoke, we kind of kept it quiet for a few months, hoping a lot of the previous efforts were going to bear fruit, not trying to really get Iran upset and just kind of keep low, which I think it doesn't work with Iran. But just we haven't really done a whole lot and really been out in the media a lot, hoping that a lot of the other efforts would bear fruit, but there hasn't been much movement. And so we're back. After they did that, we just got back on and going full force with the media and putting pressure on the Iranian government to release him.
580KIDO, Nagmate Abedini with us. You know this country. You've dealt with them. Your husband, Pastor Saeed's family, gets to visit him, his father does. The media pressure, everything that you're talking about, what do you think is going to turn the tables, if you will?
Honestly, I think that's the one country, too, when you have a prisoner, you wouldn't know what to do. I mean, honestly, it's unknown. Iran is its own crazy country of their own. They have their own way. No one knows how they would respond to what. I mean, they seem to have responded to sanctions and has brought them on the table to negotiate regarding the nuclear talks. But that's even not really, no one's really sure if that's even going to bear fruit, those talks. So really, that's where I was at a few days ago. Now what, and what is going to bring Iran to release them. I do know previously continuous pressures has forced Iran to release prisoners, be it American prisoners or even internally where they had a pastor on death row they had released. They released them finally after continuous pressure. It was 2 years of constant pressure from all over the world, from different countries. So I think pressure does work somehow, even though the Iranian regime makes it sound like it doesn't. So we need to continue to speak out. Our local government officials need to continue to press State Department and our government on this has been too long. He needs to come home now.
Well, I know it was refreshing when we had the governor on. He did speak out, and that was good.
It was. He had not been very vocal, and it was amazing that he did speak out on your show. So I was very encouraged by that, because it does make a difference. Each person speaking out does make a difference, and it does get back to our the State Department and our government and our president. And so I think each person continuing to remember Saeed, continuing to say this is an important issue. And you know what, Kevin, if people don't speak out, it will spread. We have another case in Sudan, another American citizen, his pregnant wife, and a 20-month-year-old in prison because she's a Christian. And she got sentenced to hanging as soon as she gives birth to her child. And so here's another case where the U.S. government's saying, well, we're concerned. Well, if we don't act, if our government doesn't make it clear to the rest of the world that this is an issue, that this can't be done to any citizen, better yet to American citizens, that they're being persecuted for what they believe, then we're going to see that more and more happening, of Americans being taken, persecuted because of their belief. And our government needs to make a serious, strong statement against this, or we will see more of this. So I am. I think as American citizens, we need to make sure our government is speaking powerfully to the nations that this is not right. We protect religious freedom. This is an important value for our country.
Nagme, tell us a little bit about your husband's faith. We've heard from your faith, but when he said he was going to go over there, when the Iranian government said they were going to work with him, they wanted the help. I mean, you have a beautiful young family. A great life here. What were your concerns, and what did your husband say to you about his faith in God and doing this that allowed him to go there?
Well, if this happened at a time where we were least concerned, I guess, because he was working with the Iranian government. It was when he left, it was a quick goodbye. It was not really a lot of worry. Because he'd been back so many times, and he was supposed to be back a few weeks. But, you know, when we did discuss, he had a passion for, the Muslims, the people that are hurting him, even the hardliners. But he had a passion for, you know, the Iranian people and people in general, but that's where he was born. And so his heart was to help these orphans. And our kids, every time he would go on a trip, our kids would run around the house, pick their favorite toys. They'd bring an old toy or an old clothes, and he'd be like, no, give your best. And so he'd open the suitcase, and they'd bring their best toys or the best clothes for these orphans and these kids. And so our whole family was involved with the whole process. We were excited to help these kids And so he had a heart. His faith really was the fuel for a lot of what he did, and he had a heart for these orphans. And it's unfortunate that now his kids have been without him for 2 years, because he had his love for people.
Nagme, can you stand by for a minute?
Yes.
Okay, more coming up with Nagme Abedini. Kevin Miller in the morning. Again, we urge you to pray for Pastor Saeed, to pressure the government officials, and we'll talk about that more. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work soon.
We pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's been held in Iran for more than 18 months, sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges relating to his Christian beliefs. And as we continue to work for his freedom today, again, we call on the Iranian government to release Pastor Abedini so he can return to the loving arms of his wife and children in Idaho.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, 625, Kevin Miller in the morning. Nagmaid Abedini with us here at 580KIDO. Nagmaid, you've been involved in so many events designed to raise awareness for your husband, to internationally, nationally, to bring attention to this issue. What do you say to folks in Idaho and listening across the country here at 580KIDO that, you know, we have this weird perception in America where, okay, we do the big event, we make it happen, and then boom, something happens. You continue to fight, you continue the crusade. That must be, again, being diplomatic here, a challenge to continue to get up for these things, to raise this much-needed message, and then hope that the Iranian government will release your husband, Pastor Saeed.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that really helped me get back up was just everyone, so many encouragements from all over. But also, sometimes someone said that the darkest time is right before the dawn, the darkest part of the night. And sometimes what I realized, sometimes the hardest blow is right before a good news. And so I'm hoping that this hard, even though it's been difficult with Saeed, it's the last push that is that we are, it's the last push to get him out, that countries and our government is more serious and we're able to push harder. And because when he was in the hospital, the push, we kind of backed off and, oh, he's feeling better. And I'm hoping that this would mean just we would push harder and this would be the last straw of getting him home, you know, quickly. Our 10th anniversary is coming up in June, and, you know, I'm still hopeful and I'm still praying that that he'll be home by then. I can't give up hope. If I give up hope, then I've lost. And so, and I get my hope from my faith as a Christian, and to see when it's hard to see, to see that it's, God, Saeed can still be delivered. And even though it doesn't seem like any efforts have bared much fruit, that there's a bigger picture, and that God really wants to get the glory in all this, wants to do something that we haven't seen before.
What's it like for you? I mean, I see on the Facebook when you meet with these dignitaries and these media folks and you share your story with them and they influence folks. What goes on in your mind? Is it total focus on your husband? Is it, do you look at yourself and go, wow, what plan God has for me here?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. In the last 2 years, standing before Parliament, our government, different governments, but just, you know, recently I was, there was a movie that was made, Persecuted, and I was at an opening or at a screening, and just different arenas of, and, you know, having the Hollywood Reporter report on it and getting some Hollywood and involved in Saeed's story. And so it's just being at different arenas, I know it's just, it's been amazing doors. But what I think is, this is a great platform also for there's other people being persecuted and to be able to speak out about other issues. I've come to know so many other hurting families, and also it's just allowed me to share about my faith and how I'm able to get through this and how Saeed's able to get through it. Anyone would have been crushed through this last 2 years of ups and downs and tortures and beatings, and Saeed's standing strong, and that's what's bothering the Iranian government, honestly, is they haven't been able to break him. And I know it's because of his faith that he hasn't lost hope. He's strong. He hasn't bowed down to them. And he's, you know, it's something that's bothered them, but he stood strong in his faith and through tremendous amount of pressure and torture. So, you know, so it's amazing doors that I've opened before government officials all over the world, and it's given me a great platform that I never anticipated.
You know, you bring up the point of what's going on in the Sudan. There seems to be a renewed war on Christianity. I have friends of mine that are Palestinian Christians that were driven out of Palestine, of Israel, and it's going on everywhere in the Middle East and in Africa where Christians are being persecuted for their faith.
Exactly. We're seeing more and more of it. I think, let's say, a decade ago, we would have thought, no, that was for you know, thousands of years ago. This is not true today. But now we're seeing more and more in Egypt and now in Sudan involving another American citizen, a pregnant woman, and with a 20-month-old American boy in prison. And it's ridiculous. But now we're seeing it touch many different, not only the Middle East and especially where a lot of Islamic countries are, but it's coming abroad. And it's we're seeing persecution of Christians just skyrocket and slowly creeping in to touching American citizens. And our, you know, that's why I think it's a crucial time. If our government shows any soft on this, we will see a lot more as Americans. But if our government makes a clear and loud statement that this is not acceptable, religious freedom is an important issue, then that's the time to do it, is now. But we are seeing just tremendous number of Christian persecutions all over the world, and it's horrific. Unfortunately, not a lot is being said about it. 100,000 Christians are killed every year.
And you're right. There is no outrage. There is no news about it.
No, there's no outrage about it.
Nagmaid, what about the Christian community, the religious community in the Treasure Valley?
You know, they've been great. I love how Saeed's story has brought so many people together. Doesn't matter which church, which denomination, what, you know, and it has brought so many people together. And I've been in the receiving end of that. And it's amazing. I think that's one of my favorite parts, if any, of this journey, is to see that people unite and just get over the differences and just unite over an issue and are able to cross, you know, the boundaries of churches and denominations. And so it's been great. Whenever I step out, wherever I go, people are crying, people are hugging me from different churches, from different, you know, denominations and so on, and are crying and saying, we're praying for you, we're here for you. And it's amazing the support I've received here in Idaho. Every time I'm at the airport, people are just all over, you know, and just encouraging me. And it's just great. I've been in Boise area for almost 30 years now, and it's just so great to see such an amazing community that cares so much. And it's really, we've had our, you know, people have spoken out a lot in this community, and we've had our, you know, especially Senator Risch has been very vocal. And so I'm really glad to be here and part of such an amazing family in the Treasure Valley and, you know, Idaho in general, but just in this area has been amazing.
Nagmaid, finally, do you believe that the administration is doing everything that they can to get your husband released? In going in fairness, we've talked about the Iranians are really a rogue nation.
Mm-hmm. I think what's holding back from them doing everything is the nuclear talk. So, of course, there's politics and strategies. And I think, I don't think it's everything, because I think if there was a strong enough push against Iran, he would be out by now. But I think that push or the strategy of trying to get him out but still not damaging any nuclear talks has been what's kept our government from doing that. But then also I see, for example, Sudan and things happening, and there does seem to be also be some kind of a more of a silence with Christian persecution. And I think it might be not to anger the Muslim world, because a lot of it is at the hands of the radicals. So, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of politics. I don't think they're doing everything. And I think a big part of it is nuclear talks with Iran. I think part of it is Christian conversions, and, you know, is a big, it causes a lot of anger within the Muslim communities. And it's a sensitive subject that our government doesn't want to really touch. So I think these two factors mainly have caused our government not to do everything. I think if our government was more Iran is at a desperate point right now. They need their sanctions released. They need help. They're crippled. And I think if our government took this matter very seriously, Saeed would be out tomorrow.
And finally, Nagmeh, what do you want to say to people that are keeping you and your family and your husband and in their prayers?
Honestly, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you, Kevin, for keeping this going and for your heart and for all the listeners. I honestly, there's been times where I've crashed, fallen, and I didn't know how to get up. And I've been honest about it. And all the encouragement has really been like water, refreshing to get me back up. And I honestly could not do it by myself. It's everyone really coming alongside me and knowing that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one screaming and saying, get my husband out. There's many, many people screaming with me and crying with me. And that just is such a great encouragement. Anyone who goes through suffering of any kind knows how much that means when someone else really cares and you feel like they understand your pain and they're with you. And I just want to say thank you.
Nagmeh, thank you. And, you know, we can do this as much or as little as you want. I know you're very busy, and I know you have a life, and you want to get your life back. So just so you know, we're with you in on the air and in our prayers.
Thank you. You have always been a great support and a great friend. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Nagmeh, God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye. There we have it. Nagmeh Abedini with us. We'll talk about it next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a white guy, bald head, tattoos all over his face, I'm walking back to the other side of the street.
There's something wrong with the world today.
They beat him and then they use some kind of a taser to make him collapse. And he's doing much worse now than he was even doing before he went to the hospital.
Seeing things in a different way.
If somebody's mismanaged or engaged in misconduct, I want them punished.
We can't just let them down. We've let them die. This is awful stuff.
We're living on the edge.
Jim Tapper, don't you ever talk about me like that.
We're living on the edge.
I'm the best president in the game. What do you think, Richard? Was that good?
Living on the edge.
580KIDO, the events of the day as detailed by our friend Ray Amaya. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. We'll get to the comments of Mark Cuban, but when it comes to veterans, when it comes to Pastor Saeed, when it comes to America, I know so many of you are frustrated. I hear you. I see it on Facebook. I listen to you at 580KIDO. When we're out and about, there's a lot of frustration, a lot of anger about the election. However, I'm sure there was a lot of anger when the Tories were ripping through people's homes during the days of the Revolution, when the Yankees fought the Confederates, when the West was won, a lot of setbacks. This is our birthright. This is our country. What can you do? Be involved, but you can pray. And pray to God and say, God, help us. And be sincere. Pray for Pastor Saeed. Pray for this nation that we find someone, to quote the great George Bush, not a decider, not a divider, but a uniter. You know, here we have Memorial Day coming up. There's a report from Fox News, and we'll do this in our latest hot list, so you don't have to worry about it. We'll link it to you. While the Gitmo ratio is 1.5 to 1 for America's 9 million veterans receiving VA health benefits and health care, there are 267,930 VA employees. The ratio is 35 to 1. Here's the headline. Al-Qaeda terrorists at Gitmo, their treatment better than our veterans. Now, Memorial Day, we're not going to be here. I will be home praying. I will be home remembering the great Americans who died for our freedom. And I know a lot of people will be celebrating, and that's great. Kicking off summer. But folks, we need to get back to God. Enough of this racial divisiveness. Enough of the sports worshiping. It's time to get the priorities back. Society's not going to do it for us. The clips put together by Ray Amaya, if you listen to the president, on one hand, he's celebrating with the Seattle Seahawks. Hey, everybody. And then he's outraged at the VA scandal. And then he's celebrating again, talking smack. We've elected the first entertainer in chief, I like to say. We're not going to get it from him. The racial situation, look at Mark Cuban. It's gotten worse. The Christians are being killed. People say to me, Kevin, why do you always fear getting fired? Because speech is being eliminated. Sure, they'll have somebody read the news. The news is good. Yeah, you can't get what we give you anywhere else. No one talks about pro-God, pro-family, pro-gun as much as we do. I wish there were more of me. I wish there were more of me that I could go work at the flower shop with my wife, Dorothy, and she could direct me because I need direction. Well, my mission is to be here with you as long as we have each other. But, folks, it's getting darn right scary when we have a woman in the Sudan about ready to be killed because she's a Christian. We have a local man, Pastor Saeed, beaten because he's a Christian, and we have Christians being killed and nothing's being done about it. And we have the veterans being ignored. And the big story, Mark Cuban talks about kids wearing hoodies. Your calls are next at 580-KIDO. Quickly to traffic now. Good morning.
Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Coming up next, State Senator, former State Senator Nicole Faber will join us. We'll talk Add the Words and same-sex marriage in Idaho. Patriot Ray joins us at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. So grateful for you and KIDO, and we pray for Nachmeed and her husband, and we pray for our servicemen every day. You know, I've posted a couple of times that the government wants to bring us to our knees, and I keep posting that, yes, let's give them what they want. Let's all get on our knees, pray to our Heavenly Father that things will go in a different direction, that we can save this great nation. But the way we're going right now, it's tough to believe that where we're headed. We've got so many things against us, but yet we have faith on our side. We have our God on our side. So we just need to keep praying. Like you say, we need to be faithful in our beliefs. You know how I feel about things. You've been around me enough to know my patriotism for this great country and for those who served. I am grateful for you, Kevin, and your faith and the way you present yourself on the air. I wish we could duplicate you. We're doing our best to support you and others. You know, this Memorial Day is just a little stronger for me, I think, than it has in the past because of my relationship with you and Tea Party Bob and Steve Ackerman and others, their faith and what they're doing to help promote the goodness of Idaho, the goodness of this country. You know, our men and women serve so valiantly because they have a conviction for this great nation, and they are out there doing their best. They get their hands tied all the time. We don't support our military like we should. This president has done more to damage the military than any other president in the past that I can remember. And I think that we need to just continue to have the faith that things will get in a better direction. So God bless you, Kevin. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm not sure if I can split my time with Bob, but that's okay.
That'll be tough to get a word in edgewise with that guy.
Yes, it will. But, you know, Bob's a good man. and he tries hard, and I'm glad that he won his election. That's an important position, being a committeeman. He's got a lot of things on his shoulders now to really go forward and help promote the things that are right. So, Kevin, stay strong. Continue the fight. We will do what we can to help support you and others. So God bless you. God bless KIDO for their ability to let you on the air at this time. And we're going forward.
I'll see you tomorrow, Patriot Ray. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
580 KIDO, let's get you to work safely. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Coming up next, former state senator Nicola Faber will discuss some big issues. We'll talk to her next. Serving.